Hello, all sentient beings, and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party
Transformers.
On this episode of Transmissions, the G1 Astro Train reissue has started chugging its way onto Walmart store shelves. Iron Trans shows off color prototype images of their G1 Star Saber, and we get an update on HasLab's Unicron. Today is Wednesday, January 15th, 2020, and this is episode 364 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that doesn't think there's anything wrong with wanting to distance yourself from your crazy family, especially when they're royalty. I'm your host Charles, a.k.a. Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team, Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko.
Hi, how you doing?
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Bonjour. Parlons Transformers.
This podcast is now approved for Quebec.
Dual-lingual.
You know, we can tell if Yoshi listens to the show because he hasn't given you any grief over any of
these. I know, it's fantastic. And we can now say the show is French language, right? So we're good in multiple countries.
Do you speak French, Daryl?
Oui.
Now we just need to have a Spanish speaker, and we can get trilingual labels on the album art.
Sí.
Hablo un poco español.
Oh.
There you go.
Muy bueno, por favor.
Very well, please. Okay. Back to English. Yeah, let's start the show.
Oh, is that why we're here?
Yes. I had a brain fart for a minute there. Okay. As always, we start off the show by thanking our Donatrions, those lovely people who give us money on Patreon and PayPal. Thank you all for continuing to support the show, and we really appreciate it. If you would like to become a Donatrion, you can just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support, and there you'll find links to donate either on PayPal or Patreon. So thank you, everyone. You can also support the show by buying some merchandise from our TeePublic store, and that is at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. You can get some cool Transmissions t-shirt designs there, or you can get any TeePublic shirt designs. As long as you use our link, we get some credit for that. So that'll help us out. And I just saw someone used our link this weekend, so thank you to that person who helped us out. It was a significant amount of shirts he got. So that was very helpful. Appreciate it.
Hope for they're very comfortable.
You should also check out K-Girl's store, our friend, awesome artist friend K-Girl. And her store is at tpublic.com/user/superstarK. So check out her designs as well. All right. One thing that is one of the perks of being a Transmissions Donatrion is that you are automatically entered in our monthly Toy Hacks $10 gift code drawing. And we have got to do the drawing for December of 2019. That was postponed a little bit because of the holidays, but now we are going to pick a winner to give away a $10 gift code. And all of our Donatrions are automatically entered into this contest. If you are not a Donatrion, you can still enter. Just send an email to contest@transmissionspodcast.com for that month and indicate you would like to enter the drawing for that month. Also, send us a picture of the Transformers toy you would like to get stickered up, just to give you a little incentive to pick out something for your prize. We're ready to go and pick out the winner for December 2019. Jeremy, is your beautiful assistant ready?
Computer, are you ready?
I'm ready when you are.
If you could have your assistant pick a random number between 1 and 90.
Computer, give me a random number between 1 and 90.
Your random number between 1 and 90 is 66.
Order 66. Kill all the Jedi. Kim. Congratulations, Kim.
All right.
Congratulations.
And we will be getting your award out to you. $10 gift code.
Somebody will be getting in touch with you. Probably me. Look for that email or message somewhere. And we'll get in touch and figure out the best way to get the stuff to you.
And I'm not. So this person is in LU. I don't know what, you know what country LU is. Is that Lusitania?
Lusitania is a ship. Sorry.
Lithuania?
Lithuania, maybe that was what I was thinking of.
A Lithuanian listener? Awesome.
Well, I don't know if I'm right. I'm just I don't know what the country code LU is.
Luxembourg.
Ah, Luxembourg. Wow.
Nice.
Of course, they could just have a domain, like an email address that uses .lu.
Well, I mean, it's awesome. The physical address is in the Patreon, so.
Well done. That's congratulations to us for getting reached out to Luxembourg as well.
Oh, yeah, and the email address has Luxembourg in it. Like,
so, you know, but it's like a high percentage of the population of Luxembourg listens to our show.
According to Google, there's only 602,000 people. So see? That's, yeah, that's a pretty big number. But listen. If it's even just
you're
one.
You're a 0.1 percenter. Math's a little off.
Looks like they're also in our Discord.
Cool.
Kim, congratulations, and thanks for continuing to support us and listen to the show. Really appreciate it. Yeah. So hope you enjoy your $10 gift code from Toy Hacks.
Five-star hotel night stay is $284. That's really good.
Are you going to Luxembourg?
I might. I'm looking at this right now. I'm pretty impressed with this. Doesn't look to be very, very, you know, overpopulated. No, not crowded near all the hot spots of Europe. Yeah, it's got its own really cool history. I'm really impressed right now. I kind of want to go to Europe and go to Luxembourg and see all this, this cool culture here. And it's cheap to stay. That's the most impressive part. Official language is French. French. Hey, bonjour. Bonjour, Kim, Luxembourg.
Daryl will be in touch. He may or may not ask for you to be his personal tour guide when he gets to Luxembourg. just be prepared.
Charles, German. You've got your German and Luxembourgish. Yes, awesome. I'm smitten with Luxembourg right now.
All right, Daryl. Back to Transformers.
Oh, come okay. On.
All right. Thanks. Congratulations to Kim. Thanks, everyone, for continuing to support us on Patreon and PayPal. Tune in at the end of January for the January drawing for the Toy Hacks gift code for the first one of 2020. So with that out of the way, let's move on and get into the show and start talking about some toys.
All right, so we're starting off the show this week with something pretty kind of neat. It's a step into something we talked about a lot in 2019. You know, that year a long time ago, so long ago. But we're going back to HasLab Unicron Watch. All right, so we guess there was an email sent out to all the backers. We have one here. They can confirm it, but I'm talking about this, I guess. So this is my topic.
Well, you do the HasLab Unicron Watch. Would
I guess
you like
I
me
do.
To talk about it?
I'm gonna do it, and then Charles can tell me where I screwed up. So there's this. it really is. So there's a video that came with this email that essentially said we're doing step one here. Or update number one, which is we're making the tooling for the figure. And they showed a quick video with some pretty killer music. And it just showed them disassembling one of the prototypes and sorting it out for tooling and going through the process of kind of starting to create the tooling. So that's kind of neat. I'm happy that they're kind of keeping everyone up to date with what they're doing here. This is a really interesting process. It does have a fairly long write-up, so you can kind of read along with what they're doing. It says the figure is going to contain 372 pieces, and that's a lot of parts. Like, that's a big part count. So yeah, it's going to take some time, and it's going to be made up of a bunch of different plastic. So we got ABS plastic, PP or PA in the tool layout sheets. So a bunch of that. Actually, six different types of plastic. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And yeah, so this is pretty neat. We'll have a link to this article in the show notes, but you can take a look at that. Charles, as the one that's getting this thing, what did you take from this?
I hope I don't have to assemble this when it comes. I hope it's already put together when it comes in the in the in the box.
You probably just have to stick
it. Oh my god, yeah. that's a good point.
It does it definitely it's pretty interesting to see how like how it all comes apart and how many pieces are a part of it, how precise it is. It's very, you know, it's just, you know, very cool to see see the process. I hope they keep doing this. I mean, I hope they keep sending these updates like every month or so. And I'm holding out hope that they still are going to provide some additional little bonuses. You know, given we had some rumors when the crowdfunding ended that since they had gone past their goal, they might add some additional bonus things. But we'll see. I guess they haven't announced anything since last fall.
No, so. And I think we started those rumors. Yeah. Those were kind of hopes that we kind of came up with.
I read some stuff on the DFW boards that did not come from me.
Yeah. There's your problem.
But no, it's that would be really cool for sure. Mm-hmm. Jeremy, what do you think of this as just an onlooker?
I'm thinking that I would be so nervous handling some of these parts, especially the ones with the spikes. Like, you know, knowing it's a prototype, so it's, you know, not the final better quality plastic. If you broke one of those off, that would suck. But yeah, I love seeing just the process of how this is being made.
That's awesome. It is. It's pretty cool. And it's damn big too. So we'll keep you updated as these things come out. Obviously if you're a backer, then you're getting these before anyone because they come directly to you. But, yeah, that's pretty cool. On to the topics that, I was picked myself and not handed to me by Charles. This is Devil Savior's DS06.
I didn't pick anybody's topics. I picked my own topics.
Oh, you handed me that one. I could have taken it. I could have given it to you though. But I wanted it. Nobody can say HasLab Unicron watch like me.
It just happens when you say it, Daryl.
So I'm doing. I got Devil Savior DS-06 sweeping. And it's Revenge of the Fallen Rampage. This is the sixth figure of Devil Savior's seven-part combiner for their Devastator they're working on. And this is the kind of, well, he's the pogo stick guy. He forms one of the legs, and he turns into a, I forget the names of construction vehicles. Shoot, like a backhoe,
a bulldozer.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. So yeah, so he turns into a bulldozer, and this version of the Devastator is going to be called Troublemaker. That's what they've given it, and we've mentioned it before. Devil Savior is building their Devastator out of seven figures as opposed to the Studio Series, which is out of eight. So that's kind of interesting, but we don't really have much more to go on. This is another just a prototype, but we do see it in leg form here in one of the pictures, and it looks pretty beefy. I mean, they're doing a good job here with these things. I don't think a single one of these things has come up for pre-order yet. I'm just going to quickly check, but yeah, no, there's nothing here. So there's six figures that have come, that have been announced so far. I do see that we do have like a color prototype now for one of them as well, but nothing has come up for pre-order yet. Jeremy, what are your thoughts on sweeping here?
I mean, it's interesting. I like how they've worked out like how to make him stand in the robot mode. Because he's kind of, you know,
he's a pogo stick,
tail. And Yeah, so they gave him a little kickstand. I think it works well. It's interesting with all of these how they're able to make it look like the combiner piece, and you can't really even tell much what they were in robot form. I mean, the engineering on all of these have been really good, and the vehicle mode looks really nice too. But the only issues I kind of have with the vehicle mode are just that the flap that's kind of like the ledge above the tread.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a mistransformation or something. It looks off to me. It seems like that should be a vertical thing and right. Not a horizontal. I mean, it's got like a ladder on it.
Looks like it, yeah.
Or something. I don't know. So it looks like it should tuck in between the tread and the body of the vehicle.
Perhaps it's something on those larger construction vehicles in case somebody were to fall out of the cab. They don't get run over by the treads.
It could be, but it looks like on the other side, we don't really see the other side, but on that overhead view, it looks like it might be
falling. Oh, okay. Down. I see what you're looking at.
So I don't know. It's a prototype. Mm-hmm. Who knows? And it's not like the official figures don't get mistransformed in pictures all right. The time. But I think this looks great. People that, you know, love the movie stuff, I think are gonna really go crazy over this.
Yeah. Cool. Charles?
It's fine. yeah, I mean, I'm still not a fan of this Devastator mold, but I give him credit for, you know, for trying to really match the movie aesthetic and give all these figures some character and detail. And the leg transformation looks good. The vehicle mode looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the pogo stick robot mode all looks, I mean, I'm really amazed like how these, the figure looks good in all three modes and the transformation doesn't look too crazy. So I think it's well engineered. It's just, I really don't like this aesthetic.
That's fine.
All the Revenge of the Fallen fans out there, I hope you enjoy this and have fun with it, but I will pass.
No, that's fine. And, you know, I think that even myself who just enjoyed the idea of a Devastator that was different was, you know, I'm enthralled by the idea that they're doing something like this, and that's why I'm getting the Studio Series version. But mm-hmm. spending the extra money for a third-party one is just, it's too much. So that's why I'm skipping it. But, you know, if Studio Series wasn't happening, I'd strongly be considering this. Moving on, I do have one more topic, and that is for Iron Trans IRV-01 Starblade. It's their G1 Star Saber, and it's a color prototype. This is kind of interesting. We've seen a Star Saber recently from, I believe, Planet X, and they're doing it with a bit of a video game aesthetic to it. This is basically just a G1 styled Star Saber, and it looks really good. Completely capable of doing all the different modes. Breaking up into the smaller bot the and I'm trying to see in through the pictures whether he can do the headmaster or the brain master gimmick, but it doesn't show in the pictures. But it does look like it's capable with the way that the head is constructed. I don't imagine why you'd produce such a really cool huge figure and not have that capabilities. But yeah, that's just it does look pretty cool. Jeremy, you're a huge Star Saber fan, right?
I know who the character is. I like him in the
awesome.
Comics.
What are your thoughts on doing something like this? This is, I mean, obviously we're a few years now removed from Masterpiece Star Saber, so the possibility of people who missed out on that one is it's coming back around. So they, you know, they might have an audience here. What do you think of Iron Trans's attempt here?
I think this looks really good. I mean, it looks like the figures are very poseable. I can't remember how Masterpiece Star Saber looked, but this one looks just extremely poseable in all the modes. I love the shot they have here of the smaller bot surfboarding on the big sword.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of show off the flexibility here. And I love also that the big sword is like the blade sticks into the nose of the big, you know, jet mode.
Yes.
It's a nice way to kind of do the hilt of the sword.
I believe that was how it, it always kind of worked out.
Okay.
Like, I do have the masterpiece version, and that is kind of way it works. So,
okay. I've never noticed that. I just know him from the comics more than anything.
That's okay, but I think that was one of the gimmicks that the original toy kind of came up with and carried over from the cartoon.
Okay, I mean this for a new company. I think this is a really good kind of initial kind of product that they're putting out there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and Charles, your thoughts on Star Saber? You I know are a big Star Saber fan.
The biggest. He looks good. He does look good. I mean, according to the article, he's even bigger than the masterpiece Star Saber. So maybe it's even a good replacement. But yeah, like Jeremy said, very poseable, very detailed. It's and looks like it's going to combine. They're going to do a Victory Leo too. So they're going to combine them as well. So that's always nice. So, yeah, I mean, for someone who wants the really accurate Star Saber or really poseable, stylized Star Saber, looks like this is a good choice.
That's good. I was going to mention the Victory Leo, because Masterpiece Star Saber did get its Victory Leo with the Simba figure from KFC. Now, doubtfully would fit on this, but it would... you know, hopefully something. I think if you at this point in time, if you're going to do a Star Saber, you're going to do a Victory Leo as well. They kind of go hand in hand. So, yeah. But
I'm kind of surprised Takara never followed up with the Victory Leo. Like they left it to the third parties
right.
to do it.
Yeah, I don't think it's sold. I don't think Star Saber sold as well as they wanted it to, especially over here in North America, where really everyone was a Jeremy. And
the Charles,
right? Yeah, and honestly, I didn't really know that much about him either until I really started to dig into the Japanese stuff. So, I think getting both of those figures and being able to form Victory Saber is just one of those. It's a cool figure once you have it all combined up. Those are the two figures that I brought to the show this week. Jeremy, what do you got for us?
Well, the first thing I have is something that we've been following since the summer where we first heard about them. WizKids has announced Wave 2 of their G1 unpainted miniatures. There is an incorrect thing in the story. This says that Wave 1 is going to come out on January 20th. Wave 1 came out on January 8th. It is already out. I know this because I pre-ordered it and it's in, but I haven't picked it up yet. Wave 2 is going to include RC, Ironhide, Soundwave, and then Laserbeak and Rumble as you buy those two together. So I think these are really cool. I'm looking forward to picking up my own for Wave 1 and just kind of seeing how badly I can paint them. If you're familiar with these small figurines used mainly for like role-playing games and stuff. WizKids, from what I've been able to understand, is like the big player in this market. And I would expect the quality is going to be here. These do come with some stickers and decals that you can apply. I imagine for like faction symbols and stuff. So I'm excited to see these. We were talking before the show, Daryl and I were about how like, you know, Starscream, you can repaint it into Thundercracker, Skywarp, you know, a number of Seekers. Now I was really wishing that Wave 2 would include a Conehead so you could get some more Seekers out of it. But still, I mean, this is, you know, they're going with a lot of the popular characters first. I'm sure Wave 3 or 4 would include, you know, another plane variant. But Daryl, what do you think of these?
I like them. I like them a lot. I mean, I don't expect a lot of articulation, It doesn't look like they have any.
No, they're just little statues.
But for stuff like the Seekers in Wave 1 or ones where you would paint up multiples like the Frenzy or the Laserbeak, so you could paint up like a Rumble or a Buzzsaw. I'd want some to be able to articulate a little bit. Like, I guess maybe you could break them and glue them back together in different.
You could poses. Do that with anything, there.
Yeah, sure. I mean, for the price, it looks like the MSRP on these is $4.99. Yeah, so I mean,
that's what I paid.
That is not a lot at all to kind of mess around with. But no, I like them a lot. Wave 2, I mean, your first wave is Prime, Megatron, Starscream, and Bumblebee. I mean, yeah. that's a big cast of characters. Your wave 2 is like Soundwave. Okay, there's another big one. Ironhide, RC, sure. I mean, she's third season, right? And then Rumble Frenzy and Laserbeak.
It's Rumble and Laserbeak because he has the pile drivers.
Oh, is that what they're giving it? The yeah. blue one? All right.
But you can choose to paint them whatever color you want.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think for the cast of characters they chose, I mean, Soundwave is a given. It's a perfect Wave 2 character. Could have even made it Wave 1. But Ironhide and RC, I probably wouldn't. And the tape characters, I wouldn't have put in Wave 2. Mm. I'd have put one of the Datsuns maybe in there because it can be repainted.
Well, they're doing two Autobots and two Decepticons, essentially.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I'd take out Ironhide and put out one of the Datsuns, like, put Prowl in there, maybe. He was in an awful lot of episodes. You want characters that they're going to see. Or Grimlock. Replace Ironhide with Grimlock. And replace RC with somebody more popular than RC. But
Windblade. G1.
Yes. G1 Windblade. Perfect. And then, yeah, I don't know. I like these things. I think they're great. I just the selection of characters for Wave 2 is a little not good.
Yeah, well, one thing I do like about this is we have a picture of the packaging for Wave 1, and on the back it tells you actually what colors to use. So that, as someone who's never done this before, it's very helpful. Charles, you are huge into the role-playing games. I know that, you know, you recently play the marathon session. What do you think of these?
I like them. I am not into the painting aspect, but to use them as just like unpainted figures, I think they remind me of the little like those little decoy mm-hmm. figures you got in the packages back with the G1 toys in the 80s. And the price is really nice. I mean, $5 for a set of four, that's very reasonable.
No, it's $5 a piece.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's still okay.
Yeah, it's still...
Yeah, so. I was back in the 80s for the pricing. but yeah,
my hope with this is that it's in scale with the train set I have. I think that would just be really cool. Because the decoys that the train set came with, we're just real generic characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but and I like, I mean, Ironhide, I guess, is not the best choice. But RC, is a solid choice. And Soundwave is top tier, I think.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, I would swap Ironhide and the Frumble and Laserbeak with two other characters, I guess. But
it's clearly Rumble. Because he has the pile drivers.
Yeah, but he's blue.
But the colors are up to interpretation.
And they both have pile drivers in the cartoons.
Mm-hmm. And if you have the Masterpiece toy, they both have pile drivers.
Okay. Well, I don't.
Call yourself a fan.
All right. Well, we will follow up, and I'm sure I will have more to say after I actually pick up my toys. Other news, we have... Super 7 Transformers reaction figures have been spotted at retail, and these are the reaction figures are the 3 3/4 inch non-transforming figures, And then they also have the Super Cyborg Optimus Prime, which is the 11-inch Optimus Prime with, like, removable chest and stuff. These are spotted at an FYE in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I would imagine they would be at similar type stores.
What's an FYE?
It's like they sell, like, music and pop culture stuff.
Oh.
They used to be like CD store. Now
I gotcha.
Yeah.
They're going out of business all over the country.
Like a Sunrise Records.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. I would imagine places like Barnes & Noble would also have. But I think this, I mean, it looks like an Action Master, essentially. I mean, it's Optimus Prime. He doesn't transform. I like the artwork on the box here. They're kind of making it G1-esque in the packaging. And then the Super Cyborg is... the box is not really as G1-esque, but I mean, we've seen pictures of those from toy fairs and stuff. Charles, what do you think about these?
The little figure, you know, that's fine. I mean, I'm not too interested in that. The visible Prime, I guess, is is fun. I mean, it's a different take on, you know, having a Prime figure where you can take all the pieces apart and everything. That's I think that's interesting. It doesn't quite have the appeal of like the Visible Man, which had a real like biology and everything. This is kind of just, you know, beyond the Matrix, what other stuff is inside Optimus Prime that you care about?
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Not for me, but they're fine.
How about you, Daryl?
Well, I kind of agree with Charles on the one where you take his chest off and stuff. That's, what is it called? The Visible?
No, it's the Super Cyborg.
Oh, so?
I just called it Visible Prime because it reminded me of the Visible Right. Man, that toy from the, you know, from back in Yeah. the day.
So the Super Cyborg Optimus Prime is it's dumb. So yeah, I'm not a super huge fan of that. I'm much more curious about the reaction masters. They look kind of interesting, and reason why I'm more interested in them is because I want to know this, the full size class, and do they have any articulation? Will they fit in Action Master, you know, vehicles? You know, because they look a lot better than the Action Masters, and they look like they have better joints. Because a lot of the Action Masters that I have like the loosest hips you'll ever find on anything.
Bound chicka wow, wow.
You know it.
Yeah. Oh, these are G.I. Joe size. I mean, it's 3¾.
Then that's about right. So yeah, no, I would pick up a lot of these then if they fit in the Action Master vehicles. Yeah, I want to see some pictures of those things and like a size comparison between the two.
Cool. Yeah, well, pick one up and report back.
I'll find my way to an FYE.
Or you can find it other places. It looks like most of the Transformer sites have it. Super 7 is selling it themselves, $18 for the Optimus Prime.
Okay. Well, I'll ask around and see if I can find it.
Looks like Wave 1, if this is just a Wave 1, I don't know, is going to have Jazz, Bumblebee, Optimus, Megatron, Starscream, and Soundwave. So, I mean...
Now that's a Wave 1.
Yeah. Jazz should have been in that WizKids thing.
I believe FYE stands for Your Entertainment, because they sell entertainment stuff.
Well, the Prime looks good anyway. I would pick up the Prime just to have it, because it looks good. It's an Optimus Prime. Got to get all the Optimus Primes.
But that's all I got. Charles, what do you have this week?
All right. Starting off, we had kind of a surprise drop over the holidays. A G1 Astrotrain reissue showed up at Walmart. And this was
one of the fan vote, the fan votes for the next G1 reissue at Walmart. But they didn't really announce it with any fanfare, and it just started showing up in stores. It is $50.
By showing up at Walmart, you mean it showed up at a Walmart?
Yeah. I'm going to assume it showed up at more than one Walmart, okay. Even though we only have evidence of one Walmart. So, yeah, this is G1 Astro Train. And, yeah, you know, if you're nostalgic for the original Triple Changer figure, you can pick this one up. $50 seems a little high for this figure. But I think that's a trend for all the Walmart reissues. They start off at kind of a high price point and then
you get them
maybe
clearance.
They come down in a few months. Sorry, what did you say?
But then you get them at clearance.
Yeah, exactly. Another story on TFW mentions the coloring of this Astro Train is slightly different from the original 80s G1 toy. So the purple is apparently much darker and closer to black. So you can see a comparison between the original G1 toy and then the reissue. So I don't know. That seems a bit of a bummer, but it's still. It's a bummer that the color is off a little bit, and it's also kind of expensive. So I don't know. That might be a signal to wait for the clearance, as Jeremy said. Looks like Walmart is continuing with their G1 reissue program. So it must be pretty successful for them if they feel like they can keep releasing it. And Hasbro as well, of course, since they're the source of the toys. Daryl, what do you think of this reissue choice? Is this a good pickup for this for Astro Train?
For me, no. I mentioned this back when we first talked about this story, like when they were first, like the vote happened and such. My local comic book store has like at least a dozen G1 Astro Trains complete. Because I mean, it literally only needs a gun. There's nothing that even falls off this guy. So it's pretty easy to get complete, but yeah, I think they were selling them for $39, maybe $49 if they were in really good shape. Yeah. So to spend $50 for a reissue, I mean, you're buying the box essentially. That's something, I guess. But the darkness of the color, that doesn't really bother me. It's a change. I mean, when you say it's something that disappoints you that the color is different, for me, I see that as an easy way to tell the difference between the two figures. So somebody doesn't try to pass this off as an original. Also, one of the differences is that it's in the box differently. They made a special point of putting the Astro Train in the reissue box on an angle, so it now kind of points upwards, whereas in the original box it was just kind of just horizontal to the box window. So that's another way to tell. These are just things that as a collector I look at and say, you know, they're putting all these things out there. How do I tell that I'm buying an original Astro Train gun, or is it a reissue gun? Well, now the color is different. It's easy to tell. So, and if you're trying to, somebody's trying to sell you one in a box, no, this isn't the reissue. This is the one off of, this is the one from the 80s. Well, no, it's not, because the guy's on an angle and that's a reissue. Plus, it's probably got the date stamp on the back of the box, which makes it really easy. But, I don't mind them doing these things, making them a little different. They are way expensive. You know, $50 for this guy is too much. You'll probably be able to get away with $40, but it's the nostalgia tax that everyone's getting hit with. So you walk into the toy aisle and you see an Astro Train, you're like, shit, that was my first toy. I really loved playing with Astro Train. It turns into three things instead of two, you know, so you're going to pay it. That's what happens.
Yeah, but that's a good point. I didn't think of that, Daryl, that you can probably get a G1 Astro Train in good shape for, it sounds like, less than what they're charging here.
So. Yeah, you just don't get the box, right? Yeah. So,
Yeah. But yeah, so that's definitely something to think about. Jeremy, what are your thoughts on this guy?
I mean, I think the color change doesn't bother me at all. I don't know. It just, I'm not as particular as a lot of people. I do like what Daryl brought up, that it makes it easy to spot it compared to like the original. I don't know if other reissues were also this dark. I don't know. I always liked Astro Train. I don't think I ever had him other than like, or I never had the G1 version. So this is something I'd like. I think it's a fun figure that, you know, giving people a chance to pick it up, even at a much higher price, I think, you know, they're going to do well with it. So it was always the toy that like my neighbor had and I would always steal to play with.
Now, Charles, before we move on from this, do you remember what the other reissue that's coming out is?
I believe Blaster. We talked about yes. this there before the show, yes, didn't we?
All right. So, yes, it is. It's Blaster. So, you know, don't be surprised when Blaster shows up and we got to talk about Blaster again. So, yeah.
Price predictions?
On Blaster?
$75.
Well, question, does it come with a tape or no?
It would have to come with
a tape. No tape. The original Blaster didn't come with a tape, so they probably will not.
No.
Will not.
I have the reissue it did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So no,
but it's a big box.
Yeah. No tape. It's a thin box, but no tape. I'll put it at, in American, I'll put it at $60. I don't think it'll be that much more.
I mean,
what was Soundwave?
Why don't they just, he was 50, I believe.
Soundwave was 50?
Blaster's bigger.
Blaster's bigger, but he didn't come with a tape.
More plastic.
Yeah. He could be 50 as well. Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, he's definitely a less popular figure, so I don't think you should charge more for the figure that's less in demand. Mm-hmm. That seems like it would be shelf warming pretty easily, and then you'd get it on clearance.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. Yeah. Plus, we'll get a whole new whack of mini figures too, and Bumblebee. Bumblebee's just coming in every wave now.
They could reissue a Goldbug to pair Goldbug with Blaster.
That's a completely different size class. Why they wouldn't do that? That's a dumb idea. Stop talking to Charles.
Well, he still has more topics.
Oh, that's true.
It's a comics. It's a comics reference. When they were buddy-buddy. All right, anyway. Moving on. We've got more rumors coming out of Walmart listings. And this is all stuff that happened over the holidays. So I think these news items are maybe a week or two old. But we're just getting back into flushing out all the topics here.
We had important survey results to talk about last week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because we've got some really interesting listings here that bode well for the future of the Earthrise figures. I mean, Rung is already out, so that's I don't know why it's. I guess it's just they're just continuing to put him in future waves or cases. We've got new Micromasters, the Racetrack Patrol. We've got another Battlemaster, Slither Fang. So maybe some kind of snake or something. Another Micromaster set, Astro Squad, which is maybe space vehicles. Then some deluxe figures, Fast Track, Trailbreaker, and Sunstreaker, which Trailbreaker and Sunstreaker are, I think, not too surprising since we already have Hoist announced. So Trailbreaker from Hoist is not a shock. Sunstreaker, I don't know if it'll be either a reskinning of Sideswipe or a completely different mold, but we'll see. Run Amok, that was the fan vote for the next generation's figure. And then the three figures that are kind of turning some heads, making us all do a double take. Two Voyagers, a Voyager Quintesson and a Voyager Snapdragon. And then a leader class double dealer. So we had rumors of the Quintesson earlier, and now this seems to be confirming it. And then Snapdragon is complimenting out Apeface, so we've got both our horror cons. Several years after the Titans Return line, where they should have gone in, as headmasters, but better late than never. Hopefully with not any more battle damage in Snapdragon, but we'll see. And then Double Dealer as a leader class, so I wonder if he'll have his Power Master gimmick in this Double Dealer figure. But yeah, these are very interesting. This is not the end, though, because we did get we got more listings for Studio Series figures. We've got Blitzwing, so this is probably the Bumblebee movie Blitzwing. Skipjack, Voyager Blitzwing, I should say. Voyager Skipjack, Voyager Scrapper, and Voyager Sentinel Prime. So these all look to be upcoming. I guess Scrapper would be one of another one of the Constructicons for the Revenge of the Fallen Devastator. Skipjack, I'm not familiar with. Do you guys know what that is?
No.
And then Sentinel Prime, so that's from Dark of the Moon, so that'll be cool. Another listing for Earthrise is a Megatron figure. So I'm curious as to see what an Earth version of Megatron will be, since he probably won't be a gun.
It'll be a tank. And Skipjack is another Constructicon.
Didn't we already have a listing or some kind of listing for Earthrise Megatron?
I don't remember this, so maybe, but I don't remember a previous listing for that. But I mean, he's already a tank in Siege, mm-hmm. So a different kind of tank for Earthrise,
a non-space tank.
Yeah.
We also have some Cyberverse listings: Ultra Skull Cruncher, Ultra Thunder Howl, and Ultimate Iaconis. Or Iaconis. No idea what those guys are, but...
they're the weird classes, though. Ultra and Ultimate. They're like the big and...
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the ones that are weird.
Right. And other than Skullcruncher, these names are all kind of funky. I mean, Iaconis or Iaconis? Does the city of Iacon become a Transformer now? I guess, you know, we'll have to see what that's coming from. Thunder Howl is not... really, ringing any bells. And I wonder if Skullcruncher is going to have any connection to the headmaster from G1. But we'll see. No pictures yet, just listings now. And then the last set of listings just recently, just from just last week, more... new figures being announced. A Quintesson Alicon and Airwave, which I think is another Micromaster, RC, and Smokescreen. So Smokescreen is probably just a remold of Prowl again, but RC and Quintesson Alicon, that's interesting. RC is cool. I hope RC is not the same mold they've been using for every female bot since, like, that.
Have they done an RC in that mold yet?
They have not done an RC in that mold.
Then there you go.
I'm hoping Earthrise will have new molds for everyone. It can be the new female mold.
It'd be nice to have something other than that same mold. I mean, just give us a little bit of variety on the female bots, please. But the big thing, an Alicon, an official Alicon, that's a surprise. I mean, I just picked up the third party Alicon at TFCon last year. I think, Daryl, did you get one of those?
No, I knew this was coming. Okay. No, I didn't, but I didn't remember that you got that. So. I don't even know if you even showed it off. Did you forget to show it off here?
I think I might have. I got it. Well, stay tuned for an upcoming trip to the store where I show off my Alicon. But an official Alicon.
I'm impressed with that, actually, because that's one of those things that's just been definitely missing from Transformers for 30 whatever years is the Alicon. And also from the Walmart listings is the Quintesson. Now, everyone's assuming it's the upside down egg Quintesson, but it could be something. They could throw us a curveball, but let's assume it's the upside down egg Quintesson. But yeah, I mean, these are some really cool listings just to kind of fill out your 86 movie shelf. Yeah, I'm excited for a lot of these things. Trailbreaker and Sunstreaker, them getting new figures. The Run Amok, Deluxe Run Amok is going to get a runabout. So that pair, I've always been a fan of those knuckleheads. The Voyager Snapdragon is cool. Leader Class Double Dealer, that's insane. That's going to be a big figure. And yeah, he's a double power master. So you're going to have, are they going to continue that? That's, you know, like you asked. As well as Studio Series, that Voyager Blitzwing is going to be one of the most popular figures ever. So as long as it's good, that thing's going to sell like crazy. I'm excited to see a few of these things for sure. It's cool. The future of Transformers in 2020 is going to be exciting and fun.
And hopefully we'll get to see some of these at Toy Fair in just a month and a half.
Yeah. Well, that definitely some for that first list. Month, that list has been rumored for a while. So since they're now appearing in the Walmart, at mobile app or whatever, then they got to be getting close to being done. So,
Jeremy, any thoughts about these upcoming figures? Anything stand out for you?
I'm really excited about the Earthrise stuff. Just all of them. They're hitting a lot of I really want these figures button for me, particularly like you said, Daryl, Run Amok. I had that, the Collector's Club one, and I sold it to you, but they're fun. They're fun characters.
I enjoy having it.
Yeah. I want to get some of the Battlemasters. I don't really have a lot of them, particularly because we're getting some of the sets, like the Micro Master sets at some point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be able to have some Micro Masters and get some of those sets when they come out. But then the things like the Alicon, that looks a lot of fun. So I don't know. I'm excited about Earthrise and just I like what they're doing here.
All right. Well, those are my toy topics. So we'll finish up the toy section here and move on to some trips to the store. This is where we show off all the cool Transformers merchandise we got this week. We do this as a video that we show on YouTube so you can see everything we got in beautiful high definition. And we'll also put the audio right here in the show so you can keep listening and listen to us describe everything in loving detail. So without further ado, trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
All right, let's start off with showing off what we got this week. I'll go first, and I made it to Walmart and got to relive my childhood. I picked up some tapes.
Ah.
These are cassette tapes. Yes, for me.
As opposed to duct tape.
In the 80s, we used to listen to music on cassette tapes because we didn't have any digital audio formats. So I have Frenzy and Laserbeak. I actually never owned any of the cassette tapes, the G1 cassette tapes, except for Buzzsaw that came with Soundwave. I never had any of the other ones. Oh, I had the later. I guess I had the Overkill and what was it? The Stegosaurus and Tyrannosaurus Rex. I forget that they were Overkill and Slugfest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Overkill and Slugfest. That's what they were. But I never had any of the original Decepticon G1 tapes. So now my inner child gets it.
I have cassette tape that actually plays audio. I have nothing to play on.
And that's Voltron. This is a Transformers show. Yeah, well, you can probably find that on YouTube, though, Jeremy, if you want to listen to it.
I'm sure I can. I think I did. It's probably horrible.
But yeah, so G1 cassette tapes, Frenzy Laserbeak, Tech Specs. Remember Tech Specs?
Upside Down.
No. Remember Tech Specs? So, yeah. Yay. All right, Jeremy, what did you pick up?
Well, I made it back to the comic shop after like a month, and I got Transformers number 15. So this is a preview of what I'm going to pick as my favorite cover. This is by Josh Perez, and I think he did a great job. It's very purple. It's, you know, we're used to seeing his colors, and he can actually draw real pretty too. So.
Yeah. Awesome.
And then the other thing I have is, I would guess it would be considered a custom, or I don't know, it's creative. My kid had his Cub Scout Pinewood Derby this past weekend, and you know the car is basically mostly done by the dads. So he wanted to do Bumblebee. And I went to Toy Hacks, got some Repro labels, and we did up his car here. And this is done. He didn't win the races, but I got a little rub sign here on front that impressed a lot of people, even though no one could get it to work because their little hands were too cold. But it actually won. They had like categories for like, I think it was coolest looking, favorite, and like most realistic. And this one won most realistic. He got a lot of comments on how people liked his car. So I thought it was really cool.
Cool. Very cool.
That will be going in his room, and hopefully he doesn't destroy it. And we'll see. Adults can do it as well. And I didn't have time to enter this year, but if he wants to do something else, I'll probably continue the Transformer theme, and we'll see how well they work. Anyway, that is all I got.
Very cool. Very cool.
The Toy Hacks stickers are more good for more than just the toys. I use the RID Bumblebee set.
Nice. So. All right, Daryl, finish up for us.
Me. Okay.
Yeah, you took a drink. Just you knew we were coming to you next. You're the last person on the show, Daryl. It was your turn.
I thought Yoshi might pop in just then, you know. All right, I got two things here. One is a little G1 guy that he's not really wasn't super important to get, but you know, if you're going for a complete line of G1 figures, then I got to get all of them, and this is G1 Dogfight.
Oh.
One of the little, I don't know, Trigger Masters? I don't know what the
trigger,
hell they're called.
Trigger Bots.
So, yeah, actually, there, he's fully transformed now. Anyway, he's pretty cool, pretty fun. Love that sound. And the last thing I got, this was a little bit more modern figure. Not completely modern, but it's a little bit more. This is a figure that I always thought was kind of cool, where they kind of had two parts to them. But this is an animated figure. This is animated Prowl, but with the samurai add-on to him.
Ah,
so Samurai Prowl, and he is very cool. And his legs are all kind of like really wiggly. And the feet on them kind of suck. So I don't know whether you can tell there. There's like no real back heel. And he just kind of falls back on his weak hips. So I'm going to have to figure out. I'm going to do some tightening there. But yeah, he's cool. He looks pretty badass with his little like sword weapon there too, coming out of his tire. But yeah, he's pretty neat. I like him a lot. Pretty fun.
And that's a series we should review in like some of the off weeks.
Yeah, you can just remove the helmet. It's fun. Yeah. Cool. It's a fun one. But that's it. That's all I got.
All right. Well, that'll do it for Trips to the Store.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right. We're back from our trips to the store, and we will finish up the show with some feedback.
All right. First thing we have is a voicemail from Donatrion John Levingood, and we will listen to that right now.
Hey, guys. John Forex Levingood here again. Now that you got your 2020 vision jokes out of the way, what are you looking most forward to this upcoming year? Toys, shows, etc.? I know I'm looking forward to the Netflix Transformers series. As far as figures go, I'm looking forward to the Earthrise figures, of course. The third-party Braun Turtles redecos. And I'm hoping that we might get our Unicron delivered to us late this year. Though that might not happen, but it would be really exciting if it did. I am also looking forward to the Transformers Galaxy books, because those seem to be, to me, a better read than the mainstream comic, but it's still too early to tell. But and I do like them both. So, I'm also, looking forward to see what this next year brings for Transformers. Thanks for making my drive every day much more bearable, and catch you on the next time. Bye.
All right. Well, we kind of went over a little bit just during the Earthrise segment, but what are you guys looking forward to in 2020?
Well, I want to start by saying thank you, John, for making our feedback section that much more bearable. Because when you send in the voicemails, we don't have to read them. And
yes. And that, yeah, thank you so much for that.
That's just great. And you've been sending in a lot of voicemails regularly, and I'm thankful for you, John.
Hear, hear.
But as opposed, other than that, 2020 is going to be a big year for Transformers, I think. I don't think we're expecting a movie this year, because there's been very little movement on that. So, I mean, they'd be announcing pre-production and all that kind of stuff. So, but a movie, like, the next thing after Bumblebee would be kind of fun to see. Toy-wise, Earthrise looks really good. Everything under the John Warden kind of, his leadership over there at Hasbro has been really great. I'm interested to see what new Masterpiece stuff they're going to bring out. If they can get it back down into a reasonable price point. If not, then I might be done with Masterpiece. Other than that, third-party stuff is getting a little bit more attainable. Because of Masterpiece prices going up. So I'm looking to... I really want to get another third-party combiner. I haven't had one of those in a while. So I'm looking at maybe a Superion or a Defensor. But as far as new stuff, the New Age stuff looks really great. I like to really just look forward to the conventions, really. Like to see everybody at TFCon. Those are my big things for the year. When the year starts out, I start planning my conventions.
I got to agree, the Earthrise stuff is really looking interesting, especially with all the rumors we talked about in this episode. I am also looking forward to the Netflix series. I really hope they do a great job there. I've been really been enjoying Cyberverse, so I hope they get a Cyberverse season 3 this year. That's been a surprise for me at how good the Cyberverse cartoon is. I just wish the toys matched the quality of the cartoon. Unfortunately, the Cyberverse seems to be really weak in terms of the toy line compared to the Earthrise or just War for Cybertron, the Generations line, and the Studio Series line. So that's, I guess that's a disappointment rather than something I'm looking forward to. I hope Cyberverse improves. The comics, I also am looking forward to Transformers Galaxies, just the another anthology series where we're getting multiple writers and artists taking a stab at Transformers and hopefully having it stay in and build expand the new universe that they're building. I also think the main Transformers comic is picking up. I mean, I wish we hadn't gotten these big delays in the last couple of months, because the last couple of issues of the regular Transformers cartoon or comic have really been ramping up, and I'm really happy with where things are going now. I just wish we were getting more issues so that they were actually going faster. So I'm looking forward to more issues of the main Transformers comic, but yeah, I don't know what's going on with the scheduling at IDW, and yeah. But yeah, I think the future looks bright for Transformers in 2020. Movie is still maybe a year or two off, but that's fine. I'll be happy with the Netflix series as a major Transformers media.
Yeah, I have to agree. The probably the biggest thing I'm looking forward to is the Netflix series, followed by the Cyberverse, which has just been like so much better than I was expecting. I mean, it's just a lot of fun. The comics, I'm looking forward to Galaxies, but I'm also enjoying the last few issues, like you said, and I'm curious as to where it's going. Toy-wise, I'm just all over the Earthrise. I really like a lot of the stuff. I'm not sure if I'll get, very many things, but I'm really enjoying what I'm seeing. And then I'm looking forward to trying to figure out how to make some conventions work. I have a press pass for C2E2, and it's actually, I believe, in late February this year. So I'm going to see if I can make that work. And then it looks like I'm probably going to be able to make DairyCon happen. And then I'm going to see what I can do to try to make TFCon Canada happen. So hopefully, pie in the sky, all those happen. And that'll be great, because I love seeing everybody and catching up with friends. So that's kind of, 2020 is looking to be a fun year, outside of everything else in the real world is happening so far.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we also have an email that actually came in before last week's episode, but with the survey stuff, we pushed it back to this week. This is from Quattro. He says...
a non-voicemail feedback?
Yeah, what? And he threw in a lot of Japanese names in here. So thanks for that, Quattro.
Thanks. Quattro.
All right. He says, I figured I'd leave some feedback after Yoshi mentioned me when you were talking about the Raiden project. For trains in Japan, they're a huge deal. If you're in a city, you're pretty much taking the train daily. So they're much more of a part of the everyday than they are in North America. With the high-speed Shinkansen trains, you've got a great alternative to air travel inside the country. The train museums there are huge and quite spectacular, although I've only been to three so far. As for a fan base, Takara just finished up an anime, Shinkalion, with a toy line based on the Shinkansen transforming from trains to robots. It was 76 episodes and a movie. While the toys are aimed a bit younger than the generation line, they're still decent. They're still decent for train bots. So as for Raiden, I think he's going to not only get, I think he's going to get not only Transformer fans, but also a large proponent of Japanese rail fans. I can see why they would want to release him. As for speculation for Raiden himself, I guess they will keep each of the individual trains that they were, but some haven't been in service since the 80s, so they're outdated. I can almost see them them doing a reshell if it's successful with more current trains. I also have a feeling since they announced Raiden and not the train bots, this might be a clue that this will be a box set right at release. I think that's the way, since the arm and leg bots will pretty much be the same engineering, so it's really only four bots to figure out the engineering on. So thanks for that. And I would like to see them do like the classic Raiden with updated engineering, but then also do a version with new bots. You know, same character, just modern it up. Daryl, what do you think? You know, this is all classic toy stuff. What is your thoughts on the Raiden stuff?
Well, I mean, we've talked about it before, but I mean, I personally, I would like to see a G1 reissue to come out with this as part of the project, and then, you know, perhaps a masterpiece version. If they're going to do a new design, then maybe that could be the masterpiece version. Either way, I would like to see a reissue of the original, just because it's such a classic toy that many of us over here in North America never got a chance to mess with. So mm-hmm. I would love an opportunity to get it. And a reissue would be in such good quality. You know, a lot of the figures, if you're able to find them, are yellowed and they're not taken well care of. And they've got Raiden's notoriously got a whole whack of pieces that can join the trains together. And this is it's just a much easier and financially responsible way to get it. So that'd be what I'd be looking for. As far as like something new, if they wanted to do a masterpiece version that's got new, like the new trains, I'm for that too. That's cool. Yeah, I mean, something new, something old. I'm good with either one.
Cool. Charles, what do you think about this?
I am curious about the train bots. I really want to see what they look like. I still feel like masterpiece train bots are going to be, it's going to be a, you know, significant price point. That's always a factor you have to think about, but I think it's going to be unique. I mean, this will be the first masterpiece combiner. So, if it's that popular in Japan, maybe that'll make importing it easier because they'll produce enough to meet the demand. It's cool that the trains are so popular there that this is getting made.
Yeah. It's definitely an area where, like in North America, we've really not spent the money on the infrastructure there. But so thanks, Quattro, for all that information on, you know, Japan and the train stuff there, and for the figures themselves. So looking forward to seeing what comes from this project. And that is all the feedback we got.
Okay, well, that'll do it for this episode of Transmissions. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/Discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.